It's the start of a very long trip south. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Right now, hundreds of millions of monarch butterflies are making an incredible journey south to Mexico for the winter. They're flying through Michigan for the next couple of weeks, so you have a really good chance of seeing one if you're outside. Steve Malcolm is a professor of ecology at Western Michigan University, and he's an expert on monarch butterflies. Professor Malcolm, how on earth do monarch butterflies find their way all the way to Mexico?
That's a good question. We're not absolutely certain how they do it. It may be that the very fast rates of decreasing day length change trigger physiological responses that cause them to move to the south. But quite how they orientate to Mexico, we're not absolutely certain.
And these butterflies are famous for covering thousands of miles as they're going on this migration. Is it just one insect making this journey?
In the autumn, the adults that have bred in the Great Lakes region, southern Canada, and as they're flying south, will be exploiting nectar resources so they can really build up their fat. So by the time they get to the Gulf Coast, they're huge, obese butterflies. They continue their migration to Mexico, and they spend 5, even 6 months in Mexico, and then they fly north in the spring and maybe get as far north as central states like Kansas and even southern Iowa, and they'll basically die, and it'll be their offspring that continue the migration back to the Great Lakes region.
There are some butterflies that look like monarch butterflies. How can you tell them apart?
In the Great Lakes region, the viceroy is the only butterfly that looks very like a monarch. But the monarch has this typically lazy flight. It's sort of a bold butterfly. You know, it just flies around and does its own thing. And the viceroy, it's got the same basic coloration of being orange with black wing veins. But it has a much more flicky flight. It looks like a more nervous butterfly. It's a little bit smaller than a monarch. If you look at it sort of end on, it looks very flat somehow. Monarchs tend to look more like a flapping V, if you like, when they're flying around in the environment.
Where are the best places in Michigan to go if you want to see monarchs heading south?
I personally like going to the Wheatland Music Festival, which was on this last weekend in the middle of Michigan. And just lying on my back, listening to the music, watching the monarchs flying overhead. Typically, you can lie there and watch a monarch fly over every minute. But also going to the shores of Lake Michigan is very good. So anywhere on the west side of Michigan, along Lake Michigan, if you walk down any of the beaches there, you can usually see monarchs. They'll arrive at the water's edge, and then they'll pretty much fly south straight down the lake shore.
What can we do to help the butterflies out?
I think it's really good to do some butterfly gardening, and to, particularly at this time of year, to have nectar plants is really, really helpful for the butterflies, to have lots of food resources so they can build up their fat. Having a patch of milkweed, like common milkweed or butterfly weed or the swamp milkweed, but I think it's important to make sure that they are native milkweeds that belong in Michigan rather than growing some of the more exotic milkweeds that are very easy to grow.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
Steve Malcolm is a monarch butterfly expert at Western Michigan University. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.